This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Shot! Score! Score! Tyler Seguin! The Stars have done it! Back-to-back overtime wins! They lead the series 2-1. They win Game 3.
And that ball is history. A towering home run for Wyatt Langford. The Rangers have their first hit and their first run. It's 5-1 A's.
The Stars steal a win in the Rockies. The Rangers' offense not good enough against the A's. And the NFL draft starts tonight. Brian Houston joins Kevin this hour from the Mansour Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
I know one thing. Whoever we add on Thursday night, it will be through tremendous, tremendous amounts of hard work from the top down, from Jerry Steven, Will, Mitch, Chris Vaughn, the entire scouting department, the coaches, and it will be someone that's going to make the Cowboys fans proud.
Cowboys head coach, Shotty, all right. Brian Schottenheimer. What's he running for?
He's doing some politicking.
He can politic, yeah. Man. He's good at that. I'm Brian Houston. This is Kevin Simon. We are in the Mansour Law Firm studio, kind of. If you're hurt in a wreck, call 903-999-9999. Sorry about that.
That's a lot of nines.
Should have let you have
it. No, that's good.
I took your place.
No,
sorry.
That's great.
Where the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is 903-592-5200. If you are just joining us, the reason I'm here now is Bill's had to step out. He is going to be emceeing Scholastic Sports All-Stars Banquet.
He's got a lot going on.
Here at First Christian Church, and we're in the gym at First Christian Church and the Family Life Center for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser. The organization's big annual event. The money raised goes to the many local charities that they support. And while most of the tickets are pre-sold, be sure and stop by actually right now. And you can get a great meal for $10. You can get it to go, or you can eat it here. And you can support the South Tyler Rotary Foundation. It's a Eunice takeover right now.
Yeah.
My boy Kevin Simon and I, both proud graduates of EHS.
How about that?
So how are things going, man?
It's going great, man. Good to see you.
It has been a little while. I thought y'all didn't like me anymore.
No, come on.
Yeah, now that y'all are, award winners, I understand why you wouldn't want to tank your reputation.
No.
Trust me on that.
It's good to see you, though.
It's good to see you, man. I gained 10 pounds when I walked into the place.
Oh, that spaghetti smells pretty good.
I love spaghetti.
Yeah, it smells
good. I can eat spaghetti and meatballs.
I can eat some
spaghetti
now.
And meatballs every day of the week, man. No doubt about it. The NFL draft is the big story today, and the draft will be on 92.1, The Team, coming up very shortly. In fact, 6 o'clock tonight, I think first pick is supposed to be called around 6:30
or so. Sounds right, yeah.
And we'll also have Matt Houston coming in from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He'll be on the air with us about 5:15-ish or so, because, I need all the help I can
get. We need all the help we can get, yeah.
I can't say that I'm just overly this is one of the weakest drafts.
What do you think, though? Yeah.
I've never seen less big name talent in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yeah, I mean and I guess the only really big interesting thing to me other than the Cowboys pick is what's going to happen with Shedeur Sanders.
What we
know as of when I walked in here today is it does not look like the Giants are going to have anything to do with him at 3. And so the Saints are the next up at 9.
I think the Saints at 9 are probably going to, but he is sliding, right?
And what I'm hearing, the things I've heard throughout the day, just consuming all the garbage I consume, is that he interviews terribly.
I heard that.
Arrogant. Entitled.
Get that from his daddy.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Arrogant, entitled. And then, when you talk about the measurables, he's accurate. He doesn't have a big arm.
Right.
He's not a big guy.
Yeah.
He's not a great athlete. I mean, if his last name was Smith, he'd be in the third round.
Yeah. He certainly wouldn't be talking to him the way we are because, prime time is his daddy. But, yes, that's true. And I remember – watching him play the first time I saw him play at Jackson State, I thought he was terrible. But, dad was the coach, so he's going to start. But now he's come a long way. But, man, I know the first time I watched him play, he was not very good.
Well, and they talk about his accuracy, but so many of his passes are 10 yards and under. So I just don't know. I'm going to say this, though. If you got a top 10 pick, and there's that many question marks about that
guy, a lot of question marks.
You run away from that.
Which means the Saints are going to go ahead and get him.
Probably, yeah.
Because they will mess up a draft.
Well, I mean, my gosh, since Breeze retired, Derek Carr is not going to get it done for you.
Jameis Winston.
Spencer Rattler ain't doing nothing for you. I mean, they need a quarterback bad. I just don't know that he's the answer.
I don't know that he is.
And then the other thing that's really interesting right now, and I've watched a lot of this kid, was Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, suddenly is getting a lot of attention.
He is, all of a sudden. And started at USC, but ended up at Ole Miss.
Productive. I mean, they had the best run at Ole Miss that they've had probably in their history.
Yeah, in their history.
10-game winning seasons, that they just haven't done before. And the guy's great. He's a terrific quarterback. And, coming from Kiffin's system, all of the guys that have played for Kiffin seem to be doing pretty well. Jalen Hurts played for Kiffin, and so did Tua.
Yeah.
And, they've got guys. He's got some skins on the wall as far as quarterbacks he's developed. So, who knows if he slides up and
he probably is, right?
He may be the second quarterback taken.
Well, he is heating up, right, in terms of talk around Jackson Dart in the draft. He is heating up. I think Shedeur Sanders is going in the opposite direction. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with all these guys. I'm kind of interested to see where Ashton Jeanty ends up, because there's been so much talk around him.
It sounds a lot like Jacksonville may be.
I know, and I was pretty sure it was going to be the Raiders at 6, but now the talk is Jacksonville at 5. So, again, we'll see.
So, and the other thing that I've seen a lot of is there's probably at least 10 teams in the first round looking to try to trade back.
Right.
Because that tells you about what this draft is like. They got the top 10, there's not a sure thing in there, including Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's the best of a kind of a
kind of an average
bunch.
Draft. Yeah. And I kind of feel the same way. And again, that kind of makes it a little bit interesting to me because, one, who knows what's going to happen? And two, I'm interested to see what the Cowboys do at 12 because they have so many needs. So we'll see.
Well, that's the thing. And the only two guys that look like they are sure things are Travis Hunter.
Right.
And then the edge from Penn State.
Yeah, Abdul.
After that, it's really
Who knows, right,
I mean, even the wide receivers don't do a whole lot for you. But I know it's a thin crop of wide receivers, and I know the Cowboys
are looking at a receiver.
They probably want to get a wide receiver in the first round because there's not many good wide receivers in this draft. So if they don't get him in the first round, they're not getting him later on.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think they need to go defensive tackle bad.
Yeah.
They desperately need
to. So you're not sold on Mozzie?
I'd like to sell Mozzie, but you'd only get pennies on the dollar for him right now. What do you make of Brian Schottenheimer? How do you like him?
You know, he's grown on me. It wasn't a splashy move, and I really don't know what to expect because it's his first time he'll be a head coach. But he's kind of – it sounds like he's trying to do all the right things. He had the crawfish boil with the players and all of this stuff. And so he's saying all the right things. He wants to, get a run game going. And so he's saying all the right things. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Now, being a head coach is different than, being an assistant or a position coach, so we'll see.
Yeah, talking season, everybody looks good.
Yeah, everybody looks good.
But by the time we get to August, you're going to be all fired up saying, get your playoff tickets.
Yep.
And then we'll see what happens when they actually take the field.
About 6 games in, you'll be like,
The thing that I do like about him is, obviously he learned a lot from his dad. He's a great communicator. Apparently, just listening to other sources and just talking about the impact he's made on the whole organization, they all seem to really, really like
him. They do.
He's gone out of his way to really, get to know everybody.
I think that's
right. Not just the players and not just Jerry and family, but, I mean, he's gone out and he bought Whataburger for the entire facility
at
the Star.
Can't go wrong there. Yeah.
We're talking ticket sales and, the lowest of the lows in the offices there. Treating them all like gold, so they love him. And it seems like he's trying to do right by the players. But, man, that roster is a mess.
It is. They have so many needs. That's why I think this draft, if you're a Cowboys fan, at least that number 12 pick is kind of interesting because they have so many needs.
And this would be the one time, and I've never been a big fan of it, sit there and you watch for 2 hours, and then suddenly the Cowboys have made a trade.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they've traded out of the first round because that's brilliant, you know. And we've seen Jerry do that a few times and it bite him on the butt. But in this particular case, they need so much.
They need a lot.
And if you're not just knocked over by the guy that's sitting there at 12, you know, it would make sense in this particular year to trade back and pick up as many, you know, go for quantity as much as quality.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all of that stuff is you know, it's possible. I mean, you know, I don't think they move up. I'd be, I mean, I'm not discounting it.
They don't have the capital.
Yeah, they
to
don't
do
have
that.
They really don't. Yeah. But yes, you know, trading down is possible. Stand at 12, we'll see.
Here's one I heard today, though. They're taking phone calls right now. Some people are trying to talk them into moving Micah.
Really?
Now, so, you could get a haul for Micah.
You can get a haul.
Now, would you get a Luka kind of response on that, or what?
Luka is beloved. Micah, not so much. Not even within the organization. People are kind of lukewarm on Micah. Luka's a different story.
Much.
Yeah, talks too much. I think Mickey said he's not really close. He doesn't hang out with the players. He kind of comes in, does his thing, and leaves. So
that's not a leader.
Yeah, he's not a leader. And so he's different in that regard. Luka is beloved. And so I don't think he would get that kind of response, especially if you can get some pieces for Michael.
But, you know, you talk about adding first-round pick or first and a second. Maybe, you know, I'd want at least three draft picks as opposed to handing him off to the Lakers for nothing like Nico did.
Like Nico did.
How many times have you said Nico sucks today?
Well,
fire Nico.
Yesterday I said I've been on Nico so hard since the trade. I kind of backed off yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, come on, man. You can't trade Luka. You don't.
I have to be honest with you. I have not watched a minute of NBA playoffs.
You ain't missing nothing. Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's going to be the Lakers making a run. That'll drive me out of my mind.
Yeah. I'm hoping that OKC. I like OKC. There's a young team. And they've had such a great season. I'd like to see them finish off the deal. Cleveland's pretty good. Boston's pretty good. But, yeah, I'd like this.
I would not mind seeing somebody like OKC or Cleveland. Somebody that just hadn't been around.
Yeah, that's right. And that's
I think
Boston's
going to end up doing it, though.
Probably. Boston's obviously pretty good, defending champs. And so, yeah, I'm kind of rooting for OKC because they're young and they're pretty good.
And then it is. I will tell you, too, the other thing that's been nice, it's been actually very nice to be able to sit down and watch my Texas Rangers and watch the Stars.
I was about to say, you must have bought the little package. Okay.
I did. I downloaded Victory Plus so I could watch the Stars. And when the Rangers came up with their deal, I said, okay, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Well,
so every night, you know, I may watch two or three innings of it, or on the weekends I can watch a whole game. And with the pitching the way it is, I love good pitching, as you well know.
They've been having some of that.
And, man, to see that run out there, I don't like what's happening with the offense, but, man, it is so refreshing to watch that pitching staff work.
That Dodgers series, all of the pitching.
Saturday's game was fantastic.
Yeah, and Friday night's game, I mean, that felt like a World Series of Yamamoto and DeGrom. I mean, that, you know, until it got away from them late, but that whole series was about pitching.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, it's good stuff. We are going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we are going to visit with Matt Houston from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He went to the first Stars playoff game Saturday night.
All right.
And it was kind of a bust, and the last two have not been.
They've kind of gotten it turned around.
It's been pretty fun. So we're going to take a timeout. Brian Houston and Kevin Simon, we're live at the Family Life Center at First Christian Church for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser. Back with Matt Houston in a moment.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about Group Meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line. Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit gmclongview.com. That's gmclongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
You know who gives their all at the ballpark? The Daymakers. Those guest services greeters who welcome you to a Rangers game with a smile, Texas hospitality, and on Tuesday, April 29th, a Josh Young replica World Series ring. You'll get a ring if you're one of the first 25,000 fans when the Rangers face the A's on the 29th, thanks to Coca-Cola. Everyone plays a part to win game day. Get your tickets at Rangers.com. All for Texas.
He told us he fell in love with her in high school. He couldn't keep his eyes off her. His heart raced when she was anywhere near. There was no other girl in this world. And he found out later she'd fallen in love with him, too. But through a strange miscommunication and interference from someone who didn't want them to be together, they went separate ways after high school. But they never stopped loving each other. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. As God and luck and the stars would have it, some years later they bumped carts. Literally ran into each other in the grocery store. The spark, the chemistry was instant and stronger than ever. The light in her eyes, that flush in his cheeks. And now he was buying her an engagement diamond. This time he said, nothing comes between us. When you found your one love, we're here at Jim's Jewelers to help you love her and keep her forever. You can check us out on our website at jimsjewelers.com or 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 8906C.
Tyler Legacy Red Raiders and Tyler High Lions play here. The Team Sports Radio.
Dallas Cowboys. They can't leave the draft without what?
Well, there's one, like, an offensive playmaker. That's all I get down to. I don't really care who it is. Somebody not named CeeDee Lamb that can do something else on that team and make a play. That's what I would say.
Pretty all good
right.
guess.
But you say D-line, right?
Yeah, but I agree with him. Okay. They can't leave this draft without wide receivers and running backs.
Yeah, they got to have some. Yeah,
they need both.
They need a little something of everything.
I mean, they don't have any weapons on that offensive team except CD.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, the running backs, you can't even name them.
Not really. You know? We'll see. Again, so many needs. Interested to see where they start.
Brian Houston and Kevin Simon were live at the Family Life Center at First Christian Church for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser. Hope you'll come on by. The doors are open now, and you can come by and pick up a great meal for $10 and support the South Tyler Rotary Foundation. Right now on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, young man by the name of Matt Houston. Mr. Houston, how are you, sir?
And how's the weather?
It's been raining all day, but you know what? If I stepped outside real quick, I bet it'd be nice and humid because the sun's out now. So we're starting to feel like summer.
I learned something this week. I want to share it with you.
Uh-oh.
Did you know, Matthew, that defense wins championships?
I don't know. I just kind of shuddered from hearing those words. It's like the embodiment of Nico Harrison joining me here from the afterlife.
Yeah. Defense wins championships.
That's the only answer it has.
So I got to ask you. You were up there, and part of the team. You've covered all of this stuff, news and sports, up there. What did you make of the news conference with no audio or cameras allowed?
Well, I'm not really surprised. It's just another step in a string of ridiculous PR disasters for the Mavericks. And at this point, I think they're more concerned about protecting their own and trying to protect their image, and every step that they take to try and do that ends up backfiring. So I don't know who's calling the shots for them ultimately. I don't know if Patrick DeMott, I don't know if it's Nico Harrison, I don't know who's calling the shots for their PR and communications department. But everything they've done has been a screw-up from the trade on. And, you know, maybe if you'd handled things a little bit differently, you wouldn't have lost so much of the fan base. But, you know, here you are just continuing that path.
Well, and that's the question I was going to ask you. You're a lifelong Mavericks fan since you were little. I got the pictures to prove it. What will it take? What can this particular regime do to win that fan base back?
This particular regime cannot. And I think there's prevailing sentiment here a couple of months later is that most Mavericks fans would rather lose with Luka than win without him. Right after the trade, I sat there and I thought, well, maybe if they were to win a title, maybe if this nucleus of Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson and, you know, the role players that they've traded for to put around Luka Doncic somehow could pull out a championship, maybe there might be some forgiveness. But I think we're long past that. There was a time, like an eight-hour window after the trade, where if they'd handled it the right way, they didn't smear Luka. They respected his time in DFW. They were honest. Where maybe I would have said, yeah, a championship could heal some of those wounds. But now there's no chance.
So
and I think
don't...
the unfortunate thing is you're going to have to probably fire Nico Harrison. Well, certainly fire Nico Harrison. Not just to win back the fans, but to have any semblance of hope for anything in the future. They're not going to get the new stadium that's the Adelson family desires with public taxpayer money right now. There would be no momentum for them. So I wonder ultimately if that's the thing that winds up driving them to the basketball decisions that this area is longing for.
Well, you already pretty much answered my question if Nico survives this, but sounds like you don't think he will, but how long does he survive? Does he survive the offseason? Does he make it the next season? When does it all go down for Nico?
Well, if they haven't fired him yet,
yeah,
it's hard to imagine him doing something worthy of his firing. It seems to me like Patrick DeMott really does not understand basketball. Just a rich guy. Yeah, well, I mean, to have a team governor in his position who just really doesn't seem to get it. I mean, not just the basics of the NBA. And I'm not even sure I can call him a basketball fan. So it seems to me that Nico Harrison is in his ear and maybe has convinced him, again, purely speculation, that, well, things will work out if we get healthy. That you only got to see, you know, this true healthy Mavericks nucleus for 2.5 quarters. Of course, that ignores, you know, your abdication of responsibility and that you traded for a paper doll in Anthony Davis. He's really good when he's healthy, but that's 25 games a year.
Yeah.
So I suspect that they will try and run it back next season with Nico and see if this nucleus can produce something. Of course, the thing that could change that is if Kyrie says, nah, I'd rather not agree to the player option. Then if you lose Kyrie, I wonder what happens next.
Does Jay Kidd survive this?
I don't know if he wants.
Right.
This whole process, I'm really not certain where he stands, how involved he was. You know, he bought the minority stake in the soccer club in the UK today. Like, I just, does he care anymore? Is he looking for an exit, you know, hatch? I really don't know. I until we get more clear answers that aren't just the, you know, I want what's best for the Mavericks, I don't know whether he was complicit in the trade, whether he's serious about it, and I don't think we'll ever get that from him.
Well, and then reading the Tim McMahon story on things that have gone on behind the scenes with the Mavericks, with him firing all the medical and training mm-hmm. personnel, and anybody that ever professed any kind of admiration for Luka at all, it sounds like that they've taken a really good organization and now turned it into a toxic waste dump.
Right. I mean, why would anyone want to go work there? I mean, yeah. God, if you fire Jason Kidd, what poor sucker is going to take that job next? So, yes, I mean, they've put on a master class of ruining an organization that for a long time was among the healthiest in this city. And in a span of 2 months, although the McMahon article would indicate this has been going on for about 2 years, it just all kind of boiled over 2 months ago. But certainly publicly, they've destroyed it completely from the inside out, and they've raised it to the degree that I don't think you can grow anything on this soil for a long, long time. There's nuclear fallout, that's going to prevent them from rebuilding.
Well, that transitions into the fact that the Stars, in the meantime, everything the Mavericks have done wrong, the Stars seem to do right, except toward the end of the year when they had the 8-game losing streak. But you went to game one of the playoffs on Saturday night at the AAC. What was that scene like?
It was great. It was great until it wasn't. It was a really close hockey game. You know, I think anytime you have a game like that where you fail to score for the first two periods, and you're down 2-0, your fans really aren't in it like they should be for playoff hockey. And so that aspect of it was a little disappointing. But all it took was the Roope Hintz goal, and then all of a sudden the crowd's right back into it. It's playoff hockey again. And then just a string of unfortunate events that really is, you know, it's a matter of just the way hockey goes. You pull your netminder out, you leave an empty net, and then all of a sudden it's 5-1. So it could have been great. I think it was a close game. It's frustrating that the Stars have seemed to struggle so much in game one under Pete DeBoer, but that's just how it goes, and now you're up 2-1. And you know, I kind of felt good last night watching that team way too late, but watching that team win in overtime, and the crowd in Denver was really similar to the crowd that I saw
stunned
in Dallas, where it was just a quiet game for a while, and then it was a great game, and then it wasn't for the home team, but we were happy about that.
Now, as far as the NFL draft is getting ready to start here in about an hour or so, are you the least bit interested? And if you are, what is it that interests you about tonight?
I don't have anything better to do. I mean, you know, I'm curious what the Cowboys are going to do. I don't think there's a whole lot of suspense at the top of the draft. I'm curious how far Shedeur Sanders will fall if he does. You know, there will probably be some interesting trades and deals worked out. But honestly, from a draft perspective, it's hard to get excited about the talent in the first round this year the way that we have in the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. I can't remember a draft like this one where I was just so underwhelmed by the players on the big board. There are some great ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. You've got a Heisman contender that's probably going to go, you know, second or third overall. But I'm just, you know, the personalities aren't that interesting. The storylines to me aren't that interesting. There seems to be a lot of discussion about what the Cowboys will do within the national media, and that tells you that it's just you're looking for storylines at this point that are compelling. I'm eager to see what direction they go. I wouldn't be surprised if they wound up trading down. As you guys alluded to earlier, they really can't make a bad decision because they've got so many holes on the roster. You could throw a dart at the big board and find a missing piece.
Yeah,
so that's a luxurious position for Dallas to be in, though it's the position that no team wants to be in because it's an indicator that you've got a lot of holes.
Yeah, it looks to me like Matt, there's only Matt Houston on the line with us from Dallas-Fort Worth on 92.1 The Team. It looks to me like there are only two sure things in this draft, and that's Travis Hunter and that's Abdul Carter. After that, I don't see a guy that you could, you know, absolutely positively say, day one starter, all-pro, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I agree. And it's an incredibly thin draft at quarterback.
Terrible draft.
Which is interesting to me. I mean, there's a lot of people who think the Cowboys are going to be in it for a quarterback, and I'm not a 12, certainly, but a day three pick. I don't see the merit in that, but especially not this year, where it's just you're looking at that board going, man, you know, you're talking about every quarterback after basically the top two being projects, and then the top two aren't guaranteed success stories. So I don't know. It's an interesting year. I don't really know how that happened because it doesn't seem like it was a bad year for quarterbacks in college football. I guess it's just the luck of the draw.
Well, they're all underclassmen coming back next year because they got NIL money.
Sure. And that's a different dynamic that's going to change the way the NFL draft goes here for the coming years. Maybe that'll calm down with some of the new policies that are going to be instituted that might rein in some of the NIL stuff, but yeah, I'm just curious if we're going to see these elite quarterback classes like we've seen here in the last decade ever again.
I read something, one more thing before I let you go. Mm-hmm. I read this just a little while ago, and it blew my mind, but one of the impacts of the NIL that I had never heard before is now the fact that it affects how players practice. Now they can go to the coaches when they sign their NIL deal and dictate how much they're going to practice.
Really?
Seriously. I that's the first time I'd ever heard that.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't heard that.
But yeah, because if you don't do what they want you to, you know, if the player doesn't get his way, he'll go someplace else.
Oh boy,
have you heard that, Matt?
I've not heard that. I'd be interested to read it. I mean, I am sure that there are some programs where that's been going on, though I would tell you that there are probably some programs where players have dictated their practice schedules way before NIL. But those are flash in the pan programs that do not enjoy sustained success.
I was going to say,
you can do that.
I'm betting they're not run by guys like Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, or Brian Kelly.
No. And it's changed the dynamics in just about every aspect of the sport. Some things for the better. I think actually we're going to enjoy better quarterback play because you're going to have guys who aren't thrust into an NFL setting, you know, at 21, 22. And there are players out there with great arms. LSU's quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, I think, is a really good example. A guy that just, if he'd entered the NFL draft this year, I don't think he would have been ready for it. But you get another year to develop. You get another year to understand an offense, to learn from smarter people around you. Maybe that produces better results long term. It just makes for less compelling draft night.
Yeah, and he could be QB1 next year, by the way. So, Matt,
yeah, there's that.
Love you. Thanks for coming on. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
See you, man.
All right. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Matt Houston from Dallas-Fort Worth with us. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back with more Sports Talk live from the Family Life Center at First Christian Church for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser. We're back in a moment. It's 92.1 The Team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldAndDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
Gouldsby Tire Service is more than just tires. Gouldsby is a full-service center for everything your vehicle needs. Celebrating 70 years, Gouldsby Tire Service is a third-generation family-owned business. Now let's talk tires. Gouldsby has everything from ATV and lawn and garden tires to passenger and light truck tires. They even have tractor-trailer tires, including Bandag retreads. Gouldsby stocks both new and nearly new passenger and light truck tires in many sizes at discount prices. If you need new tires and need some help, Gouldsby Tire Tire Service can get you rolling for only $39 down. Now let's talk service. There are two certified mechanics and a full-service mechanical shop for alignments, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, and front-end suspension. In April, Gouldsby Tire Service celebrates Brian Thompson's quarter century of exceptional service. 70 years of quality, trust, and service. Gouldsby Tire Service, 1 mile inside the loop on Highway 271. GouldsbyTire.com. That's GouldsbyTire.com. Gouldsby Tire Service.
You know, if all you need from your bank is for them to accept your deposits and clear your checks, just about any bank will do. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. But if you're an independent business owner like I am, and if you want to grow and prosper, chances are you're going to need more than that from your bank. In that case, where you bank matters a lot. And that's why I bank at Austin Bank. If you need lending capital to expand, to replace aging equipment, to solve an unexpected problem, or to seize a strategic opportunity, the out-of-town mega banks will likely just waste your time. But you'll have the full attention of a lending officer at Austin Bank, and you'll get a quick decision. Loans to locally owned independent businesses like yours and mine are at the very core of Austin Bank's asset portfolio. And a relationship with a banker who lives and works where you live and work will be one of your best assets. If your bank isn't meeting your needs, make an appointment with a banker at Austin Bank. Austin Bank, with you for good. Their member FDIC and online at austinbank.com. You know, if you own or run the business, I'll bet I know your biggest challenge. Hi, Paul Gleiser here. It's the same for nearly every one of us in business, finding the right people to come to work to fill the critical positions that make the difference between success and failure, or good and great. So you need help, and I'd like to offer some. If you're trying to recruit a prospect from out of town, enlist the aid of Keepersall Estates. It's as simple as this. If you're trying to convince a high-level performer to come to East Texas, if you're trying to favorably impress him or her, wine, cocktails, and a five-star dinner is an awfully good place to start. Then, when dinner is over, the overnight accommodations at Keepersall will make your prospective key recruit feel as if he or she has already found a home. If you're recruiting from outside the area, or if you're entertaining an out-of-town client, let Keepersall Estates give you a critical leg up in that critical effort. To learn more and make arrangements, visit Keepersall.com and click on the visit link.
A Tyler legend is now open on Sunday. Manny's Tex-Mex Cafe, 5th and Beckham. Great Mexican food, the best margaritas in East Texas, and sports. Manny's is now open 7 days a week. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 7, and all day long on Sunday. Try the patio. Manny's is now open on Sunday, and it's a great place to watch the games, enjoy the food, and their legendary margaritas in the Midtown Center, 5th and Beckham, Tyler.
The TJC Apaches play here on 92.1 FM, The Team.
I think, you know, every draft is different, so we're going to have a certain number of players that we consider as first-round players. And those guys that will come into contention, whether we move back or not, that will depend on the depth of the draft, you know, how we graded those players and the decision from the decision-makers.
Cowboys Director of Player Personnel, Will McClay, talking about tonight's NFL draft, which will be on The Team, 92.1, starting at 6 o'clock right after this show.
That's right.
I'm Brian Houston. That's Kevin Simon. We are live here at the Family Life Center, kind of semi-live, at the Family Life Center at First Christian Church for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser. It's the organization's big event. It's a way for them to raise money. Tickets have been pre-sold, but you can come by right now and get a great meal for $10 and support the South Tyler Rotary Foundation. And in the meantime, you guys have got something going on right after this where you've got to scoot across the hall and go to
the Scholastic All-Stars Banquet happening right after we get done here. About 6:30 is when it starts. And so very deserving young men and women, 20 of them. Getting that $1,000 scholarship. So looking forward to that.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations to all those kids that are in honor tonight,
right,
too, by the way. So good stuff there. Talking about the draft, and you heard what Matt was talking about
right earlier.
I've read and heard in a lot of different areas that the Giants were doing everything they could to get some kind of a trade with Tennessee for that first pick.
Mm.
They were offering the world, and Tennessee – has said no,
yeah,
at least up to this point.
Right,
we
yeah,
think
you just said, never know what happens when it's things
would
start.
You trade that pick? especially if they're talking about giving you a couple of first or first, second, third, or first and second this year, or first next year or something. Would you trade your pick?
Probably not, because they need a quarterback right now. It looks like they're going to go get Cam Ward, Tennessee, yeah. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
It's almost
yeah.
A
so I think they're going to stay there. So probably not, because they need that guy and they're going to go get him.
That I'd be so tempted. Golly, yeah. I'd be tempted. But yeah, they are in quarterback hell right now. And he's the only guy of the whole bunch that seems to be a legit first-round pick. A legit first-round pick.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a weird year when they start trying to make Tyler Shuck sound like he's
I know.
Right?
Now we're talking about Tyler Shuck, who couldn't stay healthy in college, but yes.
I mean, that's about his mediocre career. And he had some flashes of things. But he's like Will Levis. I mean, he's the same guy.
And can't stay healthy. And whatever happened, really, and I told Bill this a while back, I'm not sure Quinn Ewers is an NFL quarterback. But he's convinced that he is. But you don't hear much about Quinn Ewers.
Listen, I don't think he helped himself at all during the season with his play.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, he can make throws.
He can make some plays.
He can make plays, but he can make some stupid plays,
too. He can do that, especially when the heat is on, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. You're right. It's kind of a crazy draft. The quarterbacks that you're starting to hear about now and the ones that you thought you were going to hear about, you don't hear too much about.
I mean, Quinn, it seemed like he would have been better off to do what the Georgia quarterback did. If he's
going
to
transfer.
If Texas is certain they're ready to put Arch under center,
then
transfer someplace
and
else
go
and
get
go get one
year.
More year
and
get some money. You know,
I thought he could have benefited from another season, but I thought that die was already cast. I knew he was coming out, but I like you because he's another guy that stays. Stays injured.
His value.
He's missed a lot of time. Yeah.
I mean, it'd been different if he'd have been a first round pick,
right.
Which everybody thought.
Yeah.
You know. Going into last year, they thought this guy's
going
to be
QB1. You don't hear anything about him. He's now they're talking about third day drafting.
Nothing.
I know you don't hear anything about him. So that's how quickly things change. But I like you, I thought the same thing. I thought he could use another year because I'm still not convinced he's an NFL quarterback.
His whole career is made up of bad decisions.
Yeah.
He did a good job with Texas. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
They went to the playoffs two straight years with him at quarterback. You know, and got a couple of wins. They were in contention for a national championship. I just think that they're going to. It's going to be a definite upgrade when Arch gets in there.
Yeah, I don't
really
think there's any question
that.
About that. Yeah, and Texans fans were ready to move on from yours, obviously. So here the Arch Manning era is about to start.
Well, it's an interesting draft. It's definitely going to be an interesting draft for the Cowboys. And Bill talked to Mickey Spagnuolo earlier this week about the draft, and here's some of what they had to talk about.
This is, though, the first time that Brian Schottenheimer, as head coach, will be drafting a player, and I think there is some significance to get his tenure off to a good start.
You know, it made me think of when I was talking with Jason Garrett when I called him about Zach Martin announcing his retirement, and he made a point that, you know, when you're a first-time head coach for the Cowboys, you kind of set the tone with that first draft pick. And he went back all the way to 1961 when Tom Landry drafted Bob Lilly. And then he mentioned Jimmy Johnson in 89 drafting Troy Aikman. And he said, and if you look how you set the tone for what you want to build your team with, he goes, that first pick is very important. And his first pick was Tyron Smith, right? And you want and you notice that one of the things Schottenheimer continued to talk about was character and bringing in a guy that loves football. Not just a good player, but a good player with character that can kind of set the tone for your locker room and for your team that it's a big pick for a first-time head coach.
Mickey, has there been a player out there that just bowled you over in your prep for this draft that might be available?
Other than Ashton Jeanty, right?
Thank you. And I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, when I went to the UT Pro Day, I'm a big fan of Matthew Golden. I just think he's awfully, awfully good. Another guy, the more I looked at, Mykel Williams, the defensive end at Georgia, I think he can be a pretty darn good player in the NFL. Those guys certainly made an impression on me. And then as for the running backs, either one of those guys from Ohio State, if I can get one of those in the second round, and I think I like Judkins a little bit better, I would certainly do that. Absolutely. Now, will they make it to number 44 in the draft? That's their job, to make projections to figure out where they can go and still get a running back of note, at least in the second round.
Mick, I always try to pin you down every year. I mean, so yeah, we might as well get into it right now. And you've been pretty good over the years. So what do you think right now? Got a pick for us?
I think if, you know, nothing unforeseen takes place, at this point, I think the leader kind of in the clubhouse would be Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from UT. I think they really like him. I think they'd like to add that speed to this team and get more depth at the wide receiver spot. I think they've got some young guys that would be good. I don't want to say gimmick guys, because Kevontae Turpin, I think, can be a wide receiver. We forget that Jalen Tolbert led the team last year with 7 touchdowns receptions. But I think they can use a boost there. And if he is that type of player, then absolutely. If for some reason that he's not there, I think the defensive end from Georgia, Mykel Williams, could certainly fill a need, because basically at the defensive end spot, having lost Golston and DeMarcus Lawrence, and you're hoping Sam Williams comes back at where they thought he was last year going into training camp before he tore his ACL. You know, other than that, Marshawn Needland battled knee injuries all last year. The guy I'm going to forget his name. They signed the veteran on a one-year deal, Dante Fowler Jr. It's a one-year deal. They can use help at the defensive end spot. I know they got Solomon Thomas. He can move outside, but he's kind of a defensive tackle. I think between those three guys, I think one of them, if that's what they're interested in, they should be able to.
I think it's back to us, right?
Sounds like it.
I never heard it actually in. So, Brian Houston, Kevin Simon here. So, Mickey thinks Golden.
Yeah, and yeah, I've heard that talk too, and so I guess if he's still available at 12, there, it looks like they might try to go and get him.
Now we got something else to get nervous about in the NFC East. We'll talk about that when we come back. Let's take a break. We're here again at First Christian Church for the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser. Back in a moment on 92.1 The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student-athletes in East Texas with the 33rd annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well Feb, Paul Buick GMC, Tyler Junior College, and Tyler Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Peyton Kelly, Grace Community School, Mason Lundy, Longview, Jackson Moffitt, Van, Catherine Moore, Tyler Legacy, Landon Smith, Arp, Reed Van Orsdale, Canton. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyler's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com.
If you're looking for the perfect blend of Texas food, Texas music, Texas atmosphere, and Texas attitude, then Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse is the place. TXM Lindale is at the Cannery on Highway 69, and TXM Tyler is on Old Jacksonville Highway. Delicious food, handcrafted cocktails, and of course there's live music, including Second Childhood on Thursday in Lindale. This week's music lineup in Lindale at the Seven Bridges Music Hall includes Chris Cunningham on Friday and Brandon Bamberg on Saturday. The Tuxedo Cats play TXM Tyler on Thursday with Kirk Harper on Friday, Jen Ford on Saturday, and Sunday brunch with Scotty G. There's a new lunch menu and lower prices on many of TXM's favorites. Celebrate what makes Texas great. Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse, Miranda Lambert Way on Highway 69 at the Cannery in Lindale, Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and find them on the web at texasmusiccity.net. That's texasmusiccity.net.
I'm Bill Coates, along with Pratt Homes president, Reg Jones. Reg, I know something that's important to you is for Pratt Homes to be a great place to work. Why does that matter?
Culture is incredibly important at Pratt Homes, and we want this to be a place for people who love working. If I have the back of all of our team members, it means that they have a positive outlook and their culture is fantastic. They want to serve our customers. And that positivity goes all the way through the customer experience, and it means that the outcome with that customer should be the best outcome as possible with the highest satisfaction that we can deliver a top quality home, one that a customer will enjoy for many years to come.
Pratt Homes is a locally owned family business that has been making dreams come true for East Texans since 1996. Custom modular homes, tiny homes, prefab homes, and more. See more than 60 furnished models on the Southeast Loop just north of Front Street in Tyler. See their online gallery at PrattModularHomes.com. PrattModularHomes.com.
Your comfort is the Maddox mission since 1937. Maddox Residential and Commercial Services is a family-owned, third-generation company committed to delivering top-quality HVAC and electrical services in the Tyler area. The highly trained Maddox technicians and electricians can keep your home or office comfortable year-round. Same-day and after-hours services available. Maddox has kept East Texas comfortable for almost 90 years. Contact Maddox today. MaddoxAC.com. MaddoxAC.com. Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
Longhorns, Aggies, and Red Raiders play here, 92.1 FM, the team.
The pitch to Jock is swung on and hit high in the air, deep center field, back goes Blade, and he can't get it. It's over his head and off the wall. Peterson on his way to second base. The throw, he's safe at second base. And Jock Peterson, against one of the premier closers in the game, has snapped his 0-41 with a double to straightaway center field.
Wow. I can tell you one thing. That dude had to be ecstatic to end that streak.
Yeah, he was part of our little trivia question yesterday, and he breaks out of his 0-41, but, man, he almost got thrown out at second base. That's the best news that came out of that game last night, is that he finally got a hit.
Well, it looks like the bats for the Rangers are starting to warm up a little bit. I did like the move to move Marcus down.
Yeah, it worked yesterday, or the day before, not so much last night. He went 0-4, but, yeah, they had to do something.
I mean, the night before he had a home run and drove in a bunch of runs. And, I mean, man, they need to get him on track. And they need to get him off of the leadoff. If he's going to hit 180, you know, you can't keep him there. You just can't do that.
Yeah, simply not scoring enough runs.
I saw this come down just a few minutes ago regarding the draft, is that it looks like the Giants will stay put at 3, get Abdul Carter from Penn State, the edge rusher, the premier edge rusher in the draft probably. But there's a lot of speculation now. The odds are that they're going to take a quarterback in the second round. They've got the 34th pick in the second round, and they're looking at Jackson Dart of Ole Miss.
Again, he's heating up. The talk around Jackson Dart is heating up, so maybe that wouldn't be so bad.
What's bothering me about this is that every team in the NFC East is getting better and better. And the Cowboys, are just spinning in mud right now, it seems like. They've been backing up.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll see what they do with this draft. If they make any trade moves during the draft, we'll see. But, yeah, I feel like they have to do something to get the Cowboy fans kind of reeled back in, don't you?
Well, I'm just concerned about them competing against these teams because, I mean, again, Philadelphia just keeps getting better. They're aggressive. They go for
it. They are that.
You know, and then you see what the Skins did, but to the Commanders.
Washington's right there, right there in the NFC Championship game with Philly. So, yeah.
And now if the Giants get superstar edge rusher, they've already got a pretty good defense. You put a quarterback back there that can actually make a play, you know, throwing to neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
– they might not be too far away. So, the Cowboys, they have some work to do, man. So, again, I'm interested to see what they do. That's a lot to get done.
They've got a ton to get done. We do want to remind you, you still got time to come out and get your spaghetti dinner, $10, and support the South Tyler Rotary Foundation out at the Family Life Center at First Christian Church. It's on the corner of the Loop and South Broadway. And you're heading across the road here.
I am.
For the
Scholastic All-Stars.
Okay. So you guys – you did a little double duty.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to pull it off, but we're going to give it a shot.
Hey, if anybody can pull it off, We'll see. You guys can handle it. I can assure you. So, beyond the draft, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Rangers. They got a tough matchup with the Giants, who are off to a pretty good start. Yeah, so that's a pretty good matchup. Now they need to go ahead and finish off the series with the A's tonight. But I'm certainly looking forward to the Rangers baseball and some NBA basketball. I know you're not watching, paying too much attention to it, but I'm going to kind of tune in over the weekend.
I probably will continue watching the draft and then flipping back to the Rangers from time to time. I tell you what, it takes a lot to keep me from watching a Jacob deGrom start.
Yeah, I know.
But if the Cowboys hadn't figured out what they're doing by then, I don't know that I can leave the draft. I need to know what kind of idiocy they're going to pull before I go to bed tonight.
There's going
to
be some of that.
Never fails. It never fails. I mean, the good news is there's nobody that they really can't screw this one up, right?
Yeah, you hope not, right?
We hope not.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, good to see you always.
Always good to see you, yes, sir.
Brian Houston, thanks very much for filling in for Bill. He'll be back this tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, The Team.